Truckee is one of 14 recently designated cultural districts in California. With that designation, volunteers and stakeholders hope to make Truckee an arts destination. Our reporter Holly Hutchings sat down with Lauren Bellow, co-chair of the Truckee Public Arts Commission, to talk about their current exhibit highlighting the Tahoe region, as well as the active and growing art scene in the mountain town.
Lauren Bellow, thanks for joining me today. So what is the Elements exhibit all about?
The Elements exhibit was meant to be sort of an open call to gather together works that have been inspired by all the elements of our area, not just necessarily Truckee proper. So we were trying to get everyone who makes art that's inspired by different things, not necessarily just weather and seasons, but also history and landmarks. So our show reflects all these different facets of the community.
Tell me about some of the works. Are there any that stand out to you?
They all stand out to me because a lot of them are kind of new stuff I haven't seen. Let's see, there's some beautiful photos of ice crystals. It's a very micro view of our local scenery that we don't normally take time to zoom in on. It's basically ice, these crazy ice patterns that are very like geometric webs and cracks that you take out of their element. I mean, they could be part of the, you know, celestial universe for all we know. They could be, we could be photographing stars, but in fact, it's little ice crystals probably in Donner Lake or the Truckee River.
Do you have a favorite piece?
I don't have a favorite. No, I can't. they all work together sort of in concert. You sort of get wowed by all the pieces in succession.
Why do you think the stories of the Tahoe region are important to share in this way?
The reason why art is and art exhibits and art in general is important is because you see people's perspectives. And so while I might look at a mountain or a cloud, someone else sees it in a different way. One of the beauties of art and public art in general is that it forces you to ask questions and it forces you to explore new versions of the same old thing. So next time you go out to like the frozen river or the frozen lake, you're like, oh, that guy saw ice crystal. I'm going to check out the ice crystal. I'm going to go and I want to see if I can find that too. And so it opens up your world, you know.
We've been talking about the Elements exhibit, but what about Truckee on a larger scale? How is the town incorporating the arts?
California started last year a pilot program called the California Cultural Arts District designation. The district got together to put together an application to see if we could get this designation. We were actually awarded one of 14 designations. This dovetails an effort to establish an arts and public arts master plan in the town of Truckee.
So have you seen any fruits of that so far? It's been about a year, right?
Yeah. The fruits have been that we've gotten it on the books and we are in the process of working with the town to establish guidelines for a public arts master plan and then eventually, hopefully, a larger arts and cultural plan for the area. And very optimistic that we'll come up with a comprehensive public arts plan, which means that we designate places for public arts. I'm also hopeful that we'll have more arts programming that's like more of the performance variety, arts events. We may make September Arts Month, something like this. Truckee has a very strong historical effort. Like we're sort of flipping it and trying to get the arts to have the same kind of impact. These are all citizens who make these things happen. So it's art time. It's our time.
Lauren Bellow, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you, Holly.
Lauren Bellow is the co-chair of the Truckee Public Arts Commission. I'm Holly Hutchings with Reno Public Radio News.